Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to be able to share with you a new film that's really shaking Darwinism's foundational beliefs to the core. And Ray Comfort, best-selling author and TV co-host and evangelist, Ray Comfort. A lot of people have know Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master, and him and Kirk Cameron have made, awesome countless videos of just evangelizing, sharing the truth. He wrote an actual compiled an evidence Bible, which is pretty awesome. Has a lot of great, great things. Probably one of the first evangelistic type Bibles kind of compiled, put together. Excellent. One. But he's just come out with a new movie. It's called Evolution Versus God, Shaking the Foundations of Faith. And Ray Comfort was quoted in CBN as saying that he believes that this film brings to the forefront the one question scientists don't want to hear. Is there observable evidence to support the perspective of Darwinian evolution? I want you to listen to this segment from CBN as Ray Comfort shares more.
And welcome back to Christian World News. Best-selling author and TV co-host Ray Comfort has a new movie out, Evolution Versus God. A supporter of intelligent design, Comfort says the film will disprove Darwinian evolution. According to Christian News Service, one reviewer said the film is, quote, absolutely devastating. If it were a boxing match, the referee would have stopped the interviews with all of those people, including the professors. Take a look.
Imagine visiting some of the world's most prestigious universities, interviewing top evolution atheists, and holding their feet to the fire until it's clear that there is no evidence for Darwinian evolution, that it's not scientific.
We have thousands of examples. Can you give me one? I can give you thousands, just one. To summarize, the observable evidence that you give me for Darwinian evolution is bacteria becoming bacteria.
Still bacteria, there's no change of kinds.
Earlier, I spoke with Ray Comfort about this film and how he confronted the defenders of evolution with arguments for intelligent design. Well, Ray, for the movie, you took a camera to USC and UCLA and say that you now have four very serious scientists on camera who, when their feet were held to the fire, could not provide scientific evidence for Darwinian evolution. Tell us about that.
It's a very bold claim to make, but it is absolutely true. We have an exciting 36 minutes. In the first 16 minutes, you will see evolution unmasked. It is absolutely unscientific. It can't be substantiated. It rests on nothing but blind faith. And that is the exact opposite of what atheists and evolutionists say. They say intelligent design people have got blind faith. They reject science. No, it's the exact opposite. And this movie proves it to be true. We had over 1,000 people download it yesterday, and it really showed us, our website crashed. It really shows us that Christians are seeing the seriousness of the subject, because, you know, when someone believes in evolution, that opens up a wonderful door to every sinful pleasure you can imagine. If there's no God and we're merely primates, then anything goes. Homosexuality goes, lesbianism goes, fornication, adultery, pornography. And that's why this is so embraced by this generation. So we're very excited. In fact, I'm so excited about this movie, I can't sleep at night. Seriously.
All right. Well, another high-profile atheist and scientist, P.Z. Myers, called you a liar. Myers, who appears in the movie, said, quote, Ray Comfort is pushing his new creationist movie with a lie. What's your response to him?
Well, this is just the beginning. You're going to see ad hominems. That is, when you cannot have an argument against your opponent, you take him down, you take his character down, and they're going to have an attack on my character. It's already begun, but I'm ready for it. This is a battle, and I'm just so encouraged that so many atheists are so intimidated when they see just the promo. They are scared silly because they're going to be unmasked. The emperor has no clothes. This exposes evolution for what it is.
And another this is a great interview by Ray Comfort, and this is a great movie because it just talks about the truth. It just talks about, listen, God created, this is Genesis. When you look at 19% of the church, according to George Barna, is actually reading the Bible, there's no stand, you can imagine a lot of people right now in America are not reading the Bible.
Exactly.
And so they don't know.
Right.
They don't know. But the creation story, and God created the whole earth, everything, in 7 days.
Right.
Well, 6 days and rested one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all in the book of Genesis. And a lot of people don't know, and they have their confusion, and then they pick a side, and they listen. All truth is God's truth. I remember someone told me that years ago. He says, listen, all truth, all science is God's truth. And just because man stumbles on a piece of God's truth doesn't mean that man's figured something out. They're just coming into a knowledge of what God has already established.
Mm.
And so this is a wonderful, wonderful movie. I encourage you.
What's the name of it again? It's Evolution Versus God?
That's the name of the movie. The name of the movie.
Right, right.
You know, you can't verse God. God is always the winner.
Exactly.
But that's actually, and the subtitle is called Shaking the Foundations of Faith. Ray Comfort puts out always a good quality thing, and he is a defender of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just really excited about seeing it myself. And I encourage you, take a look at it. You can go to probably, we'll relate this link for you on the Torch so you can make sure to see it. But Ray Comfort, at it again.
Wow.
At it again. You know, he's also did that the connection with Hitler, when we talked to earlier on VFN Radio, that exposed what was happening during that time when Hitler kind of co-opted the churches and all that. So he does a lot of these in-detail movies and research.
Right.
And so we're just excited about seeing this.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.